Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get rooted in God. Rooted in God. Rooted in God. Let's stay rooted in God. Rooted in God. Rooted in God. Through Jesus, our Lord. Good evening, my love. Thank you for joining me on another episode of God's Reading Message. I pray everyone is feeling blessed and highly favored on this Loving the Lord Thursday. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I love my Father because he's truly my strength. Hallelujah. If he didn't give me faith, I wouldn't have faith at all. I love him because he continues to guide and direct me, give me the strength to pray, give me the strength to speak about what's going on with me, and continue to give me the strength to trust him no matter what situations look like. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ain't nothing shocking my Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because he's the creator of heaven and earth. Hallelujah. He's been a mother, a father, a sister, a brother, everything to me. Anything that I ever needed, he always been there. Hallelujah. Because he knows truly what I need. Hallelujah. Some people think you need the natural stuff, but you need the spiritual stuff. He knows how to heal and strengthen me, know how to talk to me and say the right things. And that's why I love my Father. Heavenly Father, I just come to you saying thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God. I ask you to touch me and everybody that's under the sound of my voice, from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet, Lord God. Shed your blood over heal and strengthen us, Lord God. Allow us to go deeper inside of you, Father God. I love you. I need you. We all surrender to you, Father God. Continue to show us the power of your strength, Father God. Continue to reach out to our arms as we stretch them out to you, Father God, as we seek ye first your kingdom and all your righteousness. So all the things shall be added unto us, Father God. Add everything that we need, Father God. We do all things through Christ Jesus, and we thank you for your strength because you did it just for us. Hallelujah. Father God, let us have personal, individual relationships with you so we can know who you are and you can know who we are and you can reveal to us the truth and the essence of what we are, Father God. Hallelujah. Because you love us from the inside out, Father God. Hallelujah. You know the deep essence of what's in the inside. I ask you to continue to take out any nasty things out of the inside of us and continue to pour your love. Let your river of water, the Holy Spirit, cleanse us, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Today's title is called The Power of His Strength. Now, all this week, we've been talking about a lot of different things. We talked about Elijah and the fire. We talked about Jeremiah when he called and he said that he was a child. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we realized that he was not a child. And we had to come to the understanding of who he was. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And some of us need to come to the understanding of who we are, because some people will identify you with what they think they know about you. Hallelujah. But one thing we need to know is that our Father truly knows who we are. Hallelujah. Because he knows every detail. He the one that's truly been there all your life. Hallelujah. See, people come and go inside your life, but Father God be there every single day. He never slumbers nor sleeps, even in the good and the bad times. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, some people leave God because of things that happen, but we got to stick with him. We got to hold on tight to him and know that he's there, that he's always there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Then we talked about his established power. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, how he's been there with us and that he would never leave us nor forsake us. And today we're going to talk about Philippians. And Philippians is when Paul was talking to the Philippians and he was telling them how to come together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And was giving them the strength to know the gospel, who Jesus Christ was. And I'm going to be in Philippians 1. And I just want to encourage some of you that need the encouragement. Hallelujah. Because you know you've been called. You know you've been chosen. You know God is establishing you. But it comes a point in time where you need to be read. You need to know that he's always there. And my Father been having me read Philippians all day today. Hallelujah. I thought this was just something for me personally, but he told me to release it to his children. Hallelujah. So Philippians 1, and I'm going to start at verse number 5. And this 1 through 4 is when Paul started out praying, but it says, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. He said, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Now, we see this word perform again. We know it's an action word. Hallelujah. When you perform, you're taking action to do something. So he said, being confident. When you're confident in something, you know that without a shadow of a doubt that this is going to happen. Hallelujah. That you're believing it and you're standing on faith. Hallelujah. So he said, being confident of this very thing, that he which begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. So he begun it and he's going to perform. He's going to take action to the day of Jesus Christ. So he's going to do everything that you need him to do. Even that it is meet for me to think this of you, because I have you in my heart, in so much as both in my bonds and in the defense of the confirmation of the gospel, you are the partakers of my grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Paul said, you are the partakers of my grace. Hallelujah. We know this is the grace of God, but one thing we need to understand is that Paul preached about grace. Hallelujah. Because when Paul came to Damascus and Jesus came to him and spoke to him and asked, why did you persecute me, when he said Ananias to him, Paul was so stuck in the law. And when you read down, Paul talks about the law in 3. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. How he was baptized, he was circumcised in the 8 days, and how he's now under grace, under the righteousness of Christ, not the righteousness of the law. So he was letting them know, under my grace, because the gospel came through Paul. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Paul was someone that knew the old, but God was showing him the new and how he had to walk in it and teach it. Hallelujah. Because what Jesus did was came and brought the new. Hallelujah. Because he taught all the Pharisees and all them that kept saying that they knew their father Abraham and they knew who he was, but they didn't even know who Jesus was. They talked about Moses and they didn't even know who Jesus was. It's a lot of people that talk about doing stuff for God and they don't even know the things that's in front of you. Say, be careful how you treat a stranger, because you could be entertaining an angel unaware. See, people don't even know who you are in Christ. Hallelujah. The reason that God put you in their life. Hallelujah. People have one opinion of who you are, but they don't know who you are in God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the partakers of my grace, for God is my record, how greatly I long after you in all the bowels of Jesus Christ. As this I pray, that you love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and all judgment. He said that your love may abound more and more in all love and judgment. Hallelujah. Because a lot of people think you're not supposed to judge because you're a child of God. Hallelujah. But your love is abound in all judgment. So Christ was the only begotten of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said he didn't come for judgment, but he told the Pharisees, righteous judgment. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When you're judging someone, you're letting them, you're bringing a verdict about something that you have witnessed and have evidence on. Hallelujah. So he said in love, hallelujah, that you may approve things that are excellent. So when you judge it, it's just for you to approve things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. Hallelujah. So when you are judging things out of love, you're out of a pure heart, hallelujah, and you're allowing God to show you what is inside, hallelujah. Because just like Simon told Mary when they went to circumcise Jesus that she was going to have a sword that pierced through her, and he said that the hearts of many will be revealed to her. Hallelujah. So you judge, and God is allowing you to see the heart and see the situation of a thing. Because Paul said, I pray with you out of my heart. Hallelujah. I've been here with you in the heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said, may approve things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense to the day of Christ. And I want to break down the word offense. Offense means annoyance or resentment brought about as perceived insult or disregard for oneself or one's standard or principle. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, we read up there that it said a defense. Hallelujah, too. Hallelujah. Offense to the day of Christ being filled with the fruit of righteousness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Which are by Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. But I would you should understand, brethren, that the things which happened to me have fallen out rather to the furthermore of the gospel. So what you need to understand, Paul was saying the things that happened to me is for the furthermore of the gospel. And you have to realize the things that is happening to you is for the furthermore of the gospel. When Paul first came and God told Ananias to go and speak to Paul. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When he told him to go speak to him, he told him, like, I need you to go to him because I need to know, let him know all the things that he has to go through for my name's sake. Hallelujah. So he said all the things, all the offenses, hallelujah, all the things that have fallen are rather for the furtherance of the gospel. Hallelujah. So all the things that he went through were for the gospel of grace. Hallelujah. Grace is what we did not deserve. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So by God showing him, by blessing him with grace, hallelujah, it showed him how to give others grace. Hallelujah. And this is something that can be hard at some times. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But we have to continue to trust God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it says, so that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all palace and in all other places. And many of the brethren in the Lord waxing confident by my bond and are much more bold to speak the word without fear. He said, many of the other brethren are waxing confident, are growing confidence by his bonds. Hallelujah. What you don't understand is that what you are going through, people are gaining confidence because they are getting bold. Hallelujah. And they more boldly speak, hallelujah, without fear, hallelujah, because we don't have a spirit of fear, but we have a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, and we have to be able to walk into that sound mind, hallelujah, and be able to obtain that sound mind, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, and walk in all the things that God called us to walk into in the sound mind, hallelujah, without fear, you got to be bold and speak what God tells you to speak when he tells you to speak it, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Some indeed preach Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Even as envy and strife, and some also of goodwill. The one preached Christ of contention, not sincerely, supposing to add afflictions to my bond. He says, some do it just to add afflictions to my bond. Hallelujah. But others of love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel. He says, others out of love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel. Defense means the action of defending or resisting attack, a means of protecting someone from attack. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he said that he was set, hallelujah, but I am set for a defense of the gospel, hallelujah, to protect it from being attacked, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he, the things that he's going through, people are watching and seeing it, and it's giving us boldness to speak the gospel without fear, hallelujah. The gospel of grace, to know who God is and to continue to walk in what he is saying, hallelujah, because of what he's going through. So what you are going through is to help others, hallelujah, to let you know, hallelujah. And this is something that my Father is really working with me on, hallelujah, just because things that I have been through. God have called me to do a lot of good, a lot of things. God have called me to stretch out in faith in a lot of things that I know people are just watching to see me fall, but God is really doing this to strengthen other people that need confidence, that need boldness, hallelujah. See, you never know who's really watching you, hallelujah. That's why it's okay to say what is going on. See, one thing about Paul expressed how he felt. Paul expressed the different emotions that he has to let people know that it's okay to say that I need help, that something is going on, hallelujah. But that don't mean that I'm not still believing my Father. That don't mean that I'm not going to still go out and speak the gospel and speak the truth, hallelujah, and let people know that you can be set free, that you're going to have trials and tribulations, hallelujah, but you're going to still overcome, hallelujah. When we go to Matthew 13, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, and I just want to talk about these one seeds because I want to encourage some people today because it's a lot of people that's going through things that's similar, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because I thought this was just for me and so my Father told me to teach it to his children. Matthew 13, 5 and 6, hallelujah. It's speaking about the seeds that's been sown, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God, with Jesus, was teaching about that. He says, some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth. And immediately they sprang up because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched. And because they had no root, they withered away. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the meaning of that in Matthew 13, 20 and 21, it says, but he that received the seed into stony places, the same as he that received the word and the unknown with joy received it, and the media with joy he received it. So when you first receive the word, you receive it with joy. Hallelujah. Yet has he no root in himself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, the purpose of God through the message is to get rooted in God. Hallelujah. You got to know that you're being rooted in God. Hallelujah. This is a process. He's rooting you from the inside out. He is breaking away all the things that was inside of you, all the things that was hidden to harm you. You wonder why so many things is coming up in your life about what happened or your past. So God is to have you confront a lot of things because he's getting you rooted in him to know truly where he stands in the situation, where he's been in the situation, where he gave you the victory in the situation, where he gave you a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind, hallelujah, to be able to go out and do the things that he called you to do, because what you are going through is meant to help many people, hallelujah. You are a defense for the gospel of grace, hallelujah, for people can get bold and have confidence just like you needed it, and someone did it for you, hallelujah, because I will watch people. I watch people from a distance. I always had a, people always used to say to me like I had an eye problem because I used to stare at people. And it wasn't like I was staring at them just to stare at them, but it was like if it was something that intrigued me, I wanted to know. I wanted to look at it and see what it was. But now God taught me how to stare at a person through the spirit realm. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, I stare at a person through the spirit realm. I'm not looking on the outside. So many people are so confused and want to look on the outside and don't know nothing about the inside. Hallelujah. You can have your outside thing, but I want to look at you from the inside. Hallelujah. Because that's how I'm going to be able to pray for you. That's how I'm going to be able to lay on my feet and intercede for you and ask God, what am I called to do? Is this someone you called me to release something to, or is this someone you called me to walk away from? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, in 1 Corinthians 12 and verse number 10, and it's talking about all the gifts of the Spirit. It says, to another, the working of miracles, to another, prophecy, to another, the discernment of spirits. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, my Father have gave me the gift of the discernment of spirits because I'm called to do spiritual suicide. So I need to know what different types of spirits is inside of people. Hallelujah. What spirits is coming to attack me? Hallelujah. What spirits is still trying to have hold of me for me walking in my purpose? Hallelujah. And spirits go and attach to other people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And you have to be able to discern between the spirit because the angel, Simon told Mary that you won't have a sword that pierces through you. And the hearts of many is going to be revealed. And when God trusts you, he reveals the hearts of people. God reveals things that people are thinking and people are saying. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He do that for you to pray. Hallelujah. For you to ask him, how do I go about this situation? Hallelujah. Do I speak about it or do I confront it? Hallelujah. But I know I'm not going to have no fear because one thing I'm not afraid of is to die. Hallelujah. Because I know I'm with my Father. And I know when I leave here, I'm going with him. Hallelujah, because I already tried to take my life. Hallelujah. And my Father saved me and left me here. So one thing I'm not afraid to do is do that. Hallelujah. I wasn't afraid to leave no family members, no friends, so nobody's in. Hallelujah. So I won't be afraid next time. Hallelujah. So I just try to learn everything that I need to learn so I go deeper in God. Hallelujah. So I can be the defense of the gospel. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because in Philippians, Paul said, it's better for me to be here. I desire to leave here. I desire to be with my Father, but it's better for me to be here for your defense. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So the reason you are here is for other people to know the gospel. Hallelujah. God is working on you. He knows what you need. Hallelujah. Just like it's other people that's here for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And you are here for other people. Hallelujah. And God got people here for you to watch. Hallelujah. But you can get bolder in your speaking. Have you ever met someone and they just encourage you so much to do something? Like, I met this lady, and she spoke things to me that other people spoke to me, but it just put a fire in me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because she was gave me a boldness that I didn't have. Hallelujah. Because God left her here to do that. Hallelujah. Thank, I heard God's voice in that one thing that we talked about. Maybe I won't hear it no more, but I heard my Father speaking then. Hallelujah. And that's why you got to have a personal relationship. He's talking about being rooted. Hallelujah. He said he has not root in himself, but endures for a while. And for when tribulation and persecution arise because of the word, by and by he is offended. He said, when tribulation and persecution, hallelujah, persecution means hostility and ill treatment, especially because of race, political, or religious belief. See, some people is hostile and ill treat you because of what you believe in, because you believe in the Lord, because you're walking in him, because you're trusting him to that you said he will never leave you nor forsake you, that he is the head of your life and no one is before him. And some people have hostility because of what you believe in, hallelujah. So they will persecute you, hallelujah. And tribulation, hallelujah, mean a cause of great trouble or suffering, hallelujah. When you go through great trouble and suffering, but Paul let them know that this was a defense of the gospel, hallelujah. So you're going to go through great trouble and suffering, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But okay, just think about it like this. When you was living your life out in the world, you went through troubles and suffering. But see, you didn't pay that much attention to it because you knew how to stress about it. You knew how to make a way, even if you had to take it from somebody, even if you had to play somebody, even if you had to use somebody. You knew how to get it because that was your defense. That was how you handled tribulation, suffering. You made someone else suffer. Have you ever heard the thing, misery loves company? So when someone is going through tribulation, great trouble, and suffering, they want you to go through it with it. When someone else is ill-treated, they want to treat you too the same way, hallelujah. But when you are rooted in the word of God, hallelujah, you will bring it hundredfold. Because it say the person that received it with hundredfold is the one that received the word, hears the word, and understands it. And that's where God is trying to get you to understand and know that what you are going through has purpose. And I thank God for continuing to show me that. Hallelujah. Because I'm just like the rest of you. Sometimes I get overwhelmed, but I thank my Father for sending in reinforcements to let me know that he's still with me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's not a man that he shall lie. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just like how you have lied before and how we all have lied before, God is not a man that he shall lie. He tell you what he's going to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It always comes to pass. See, the reason a lot of people think that God is a liar is because they expect things a certain amount of time, because they have lied and tried to do stuff at a certain time, and when it don't happen, they just be like, oh, well, how come you can say something and it don't happen, but you want people to believe in you, but you won't believe in God, and everything that he say never comes back void. His word always does what it was sent forth to accomplish. Maybe if you want to try to do it, think about it in your mind how you think it's supposed to come to pass and let God's will manifest in your life before your eyes and show you the truth of what his word meant, because he keeps saying he's going to perform it, hallelujah. So he performs it in certain actions that go with his words, hallelujah. But one thing we need to understand, the spiritual word has a physical action that is caused about to come about in the will that he has destined over your life. Hallelujah. That's just like it's saying we need to work out our own soul salvation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When you go to Philippians and you go to Philippians 2:12, it says, wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Hallelujah. When you fear someone, you respect someone. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And trembling, he says, work out your own salvation. See, this is a personal thing. We got to continue every day to work on our salvation with God, to trust that he will never leave us nor forsake us. That what he say he going to do, he going to do. Believe he going to do it and keep doing what he said to. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes it be difficult. Sometimes it be like, you know what? Whew, God, you asking a lot out of me. But he say, he know what you capable of doing. He know what you capable of doing. Where much is given, much is required. So he got a lot that he's given you, and it's a lot that you got to go through to obtain it. You already got it. You just going through the process. You just going through the process. Trust God. God hears you. Trust the process. That's what God's been having on my spirit all day, and he wants us all to know that we just have to trust the process, that he hears us, that he's on our mind. God is thinking about us. He needs us just to trust the process, that he would never leave us nor forsake us. Don't look at the surrounding things. Always look at individuals and situations in the spirit realm. Try to see the heart of the thing. Try to see the spirit that's controlling them. What is guiding and directing them? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that's how you do what God's will is. You see what spirit is controlling. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that's how we go deeper inside of our Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he said, what then? Notwithstanding every way, rather in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and I therein do rejoice, ye and will rejoice. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayers. Hallelujah. So he said, I know this will turn to my salvation through your prayers. So one thing we need to understand, what I just got out of that, what I just received, hallelujah, is that he's saying that, for I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. So everything that you go through, you reach it a part of salvation. Because when we came to Christ, because you talk about salvation a lot, when we came to Christ, and I should study on that, salvation, because salvation is a deep essence of things, and we need to go further than just salvation of coming to Christ and saying he's our Lord and Savior. But he said come to the salvation. Paul was already in salvation, hallelujah. But he's sitting here talking about all the things that he's going through where he said he that begun a work in me will do it, perform it to completion, to Christ Jesus come, and he was saying that he's going through the gospel, hallelujah. The things that he's going through, for people to have confidence in the gospel, hallelujah, growing in confidence in the gospel without fear, and he says that for the defense of the gospel, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. So he is receiving salvation. When you receive salvation, you receive the freedom of God, hallelujah. So he said, I'm receiving freedom in another level to know that all this is worth it, hallelujah. You need to receive that through the prayers and all the things, and it say, and the supply of the Spirit of God, hallelujah, the provision of the Spirit of God, as he releases things through the Spirit, hallelujah, of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, through the prayer of the salvation, that you are receiving provision, that he is releasing to you things that need to come. Some of us need to just embrace the new things that God has revealed to us, hallelujah, because we're going into a deeper level of salvation, hallelujah. They could be a deeper level of freedom. He's trying to free us in more things, hallelujah, because when you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, and you believe in your heart that God rose him from the dead, you are saved, hallelujah. But I will go to Romans 8 and just read it exactly how it is. Romans 10, I apologize, because that's where it is, hallelujah. It says Romans 10 and 9, that if you could shall confess with your mouth that Jesus, and shall believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, that mouth of Jesus, the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with your heart man believes to righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made to salvation. Hallelujah. So it's about your mouth, what you are speaking to salvation. So what Paul is saying to them, that I give you, by me being going through what I'm going through, hallelujah, is giving you bold confidence to speak, hallelujah, without fear, hallelujah, because you're watching what I'm going through. And you know that I am going through for the defense of the gospel. And now that I, through your prayers, hallelujah, turn to my salvation through your prayers and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. So if you receive salvation through the confession of your mouth, by you believing that Jesus is Lord and that God rose him from the dead, hallelujah, you believe in your heart and you confess the salvation with your mouth, hallelujah. So he is saying he is giving you himself to speak what God is telling you to speak. The whole relationship with God is a heart thing and it's a mouth thing. It's about what you speak, hallelujah. That's why I say we are held accountable for every word that we say, hallelujah. That's why when we get rooted and grounded in God, we will know that things are going to come and things are going to happen, hallelujah. But we got to hold on to his word. According to my earnest expectation and my hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness as always, so now also Christ shall be manifested in my body, whether it be by life or by death. So he said Christ is going to be manifested in his body because he's offering up his body as a living sacrifice, hallelujah, because we know God lives in us and he walks in us, and he will continue to take us deeper into what he called us to do, hallelujah. I thank you for joining me tonight, oh God, through the message, hallelujah. I will go deeper into this if my Father give me more strength to release it tomorrow, hallelujah. Or maybe it's just time for you to go and read it on your own and get more revelation for you of what he's saying to you, hallelujah. But God is awesome and he's with us, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Continue to speak what God tell you to speak. The enemy want to shut your mouth. Don't let him shut your mouth, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're a defense of the gospel, hallelujah, the gospel of grace, of what God is calling us to save souls, the souls out here that don't know him. And they need to know. So go through what you're going through and be thankful. And always thank God, because we're going through certain things and other people went through certain things for us. Hallelujah. Just praise and worship him. Hallelujah. He's so worthy. I love you. God loves you more. Love, heart, and pray, heart. Hug, love, my love.